I don't see any flag up. WHO's. Can you take the floor? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is certainly not an objection, but it's just to record again that I find it a little bit strange when under B it says that Codex should encourage FAO, WHO, and other international organizations to give priority to provide technical assistance, when we know that the major portion of technical assistance to member states, also in this area, comes from other member states. So it's bilateral support. So why should we not make a note that we should also encourage national donors or bilateral support for this? This is actually what is being done also through the systems of STDF, the Standards and Trade and Development Facility, which is jointly between five international organizations. The important thing is to get national bilateral donors to also buy into this. So I think maybe a mentioning in the records of this meeting could make that point again. Thank you.
Thank you for that intervention. Secretary, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If the Commission agrees, we can certainly take note of the intervention made by the representative of WHO and recognize in the reports that also by that a lot of technical assistance activities are channeled through the bilateral cooperation. And Madam Chair, when I introduced these three bullet points, I read actually the term in appearing in point A, CC fixed text, is a little bit ill-defined. So if the Commission agrees, we can say that the texts in the Codex Alimentarius addressing food import and export inspection and certification to make it clear. Thank you.
So with the additional proposal by the Secretariat, is that acceptable? These recommendations to be adopted by the Commission? Okay. Seeing none, the proposal or the recommendations are adopted, and we will reflect in the report the intervention by WHO regarding national donors on a bilateral basis. Thank you. We'll move on to the next item. Also coming from Codex Committee on General Principles, which is the procedures for elaboration of Codex standards and related texts. Secretary, please introduce this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And through you, Madam Chair, I would like to invite the delegation to prepare two documents on the table. Now, the first document is the working document 9D, Addendum 1, and specifically the paragraph 7 and 8. And the second document that would be most useful to put on the table is the report of the Codex Committee on General Principles, which is Ali Norm 07/30/33, and namely paragraphs 106, paragraphs 116 through 130. The footnote 4 in the main working document is wrong. It is not paragraph 106, but paragraph 116 through 130 of the report of the Committee on General Principles. Madam Chair, we are not discussing any referral matters on the ongoing work which has been officially approved, but rather we are trying to follow up on a document that was originally presented from India as a LIM document to at the previous session of the Commission, indeed at the 27th session of the Commission 3 years ago. At that point of time, the Commission was adopting a number of amendments as a follow-up to the Codex evaluation in 2002 to streamline our own operating rules and speed up and bring in more efficiency to the work of the Commission. In this context, the delegation of India introduced a number of proposed amendments to the elaboration rules, elaboration procedures of the Commission. However, the Commission was unable to discuss these amendments on the spot, but decided to refer those comments to the Committee on General Principles for further consideration. Committee on General Principles at the 22nd session agreed that India prepare a discussion paper providing the objectives and rationales for the changes to be made to the elaboration procedure to its next session, and the 23rd session of the same committee noted the paper and the proposal contained in the paper from India, but considered that it was yet premature to request approval of the Commission to initiate formally new work on these subjects, and agreed to discuss the matter again. The 24th, which is the last session of the Codex Committee on General Principles, had an extensive discussion on this matter based on the document that had been prepared for the previous session, and the all discussions that held are reported in the paragraphs I cited a few minutes ago in the report of the Committee on General Principles, paragraphs 116 through 130. Madam Chair, there are basically three issues on the table. The first issue, or rather the first proposal, element of proposal from India, was to develop a definition for the term consensus and refer to the consensus in many different places in the elaboration procedure. So this was first element of the proposal.
And second element of the proposal was to recognize the special need of developing countries in the framework of the critical review and change the current elaboration procedures and notably the section of critical review to include references to developing countries. And thirdly, again, to bring a change to the scope of the critical review in relation to the decision to entrust work, ongoing work of one committee to another committee, and how this decision to be taken. And you will find a detailed discussion, the details of the discussion held in CCGP, and in CCGP unable to reach conclusions, they decided to refer this matter in its totality to the Commission for further guidance on how these matters should be, whether these matters should be pursued within the Commission, and if so, in which way the matters needs to be pursued. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary, for the introduction. So as the Secretary has pointed out, there are three proposals on this matter. We will take one proposal at a time. First, concerning Proposal 1 on reference to decisions taken by consensus in the elaboration procedure, including a definition of that term, it is noted at the 24th session of the Codex Committee on General Principles that many delegations supported having a definition of consensus, and many others, while open to discuss this topic, felt that arriving at a definition that would help the work of Codex will be a difficult task, and that care should be taken to avoid the qualitative concept in a quantitative terms as reflected in paragraphs 118 and 119 of the report. I note that also, in view of time constraints, the 59th session of the Executive Committee did not have the opportunity to discuss this matter and provide further guidance to the Commission. I believe that this is an important issue which needs to be possibly addressed in the overall context of the management of Codex work at large, and especially in relation to the effectiveness in the conduct of meetings. So in this respect, I would like to propose that the present situation first be assessed, that is, to request the Codex Secretariat, request all chairpersons to indicate their experiences with measures to facilitate consensus, illustrated by different cases and scenario, so that a first draft of the report of this assessment could be tabled at the next executive committee, which is the 60th session, and further reviewed by that committee for further advice to see if new work is necessary or not. And I would like to seek the agreement of the Commission on this proposal that I put forward before you. With that, I wish to open to the floor for any comments. Portugal, you have the floor, please.
Second, Madam Chair. I would like to point out that the comments of the European Community and these Member States are set out in the Limb 13. The European Community and these Member States would be open to further discussion at Codex Committee on General Principles level of the item reference to decisions taken by consensus, including a definition of that term. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for the observation. India, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As already stated, India had made these presentations and very strongly urged that the Committee on General Principles take up these issues to carry out the amendments in the elaboration procedure with specific regard to defining the word consensus and also to elaborate the provisions on critical review and also to expand the scope of critical review to include the basis of decision to entrust work to a committee other than the one to which it was originally entrusted. In the detailed presentation during the last two sessions of the CCGP, there were mixed reactions and there was support for taking up these subjects as area of new work. And we would once again strongly urge the Commission to take a decision or give its approval to take up this subject as new areas of work. The suggestion made by the Chair, we welcome that a preliminary assessment could be done by the Secretariat and also a feedback from the chairpersons of various committees. And with the help of the feedback, we could perhaps go ahead, or that will be a kind of way forward in resolving these issues. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, India, for that observation. Colombia, you have the floor, sir.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Acogemos la propuesta de la presidencia, pero quisiera agregar lo siguiente. Solicitar que el informe que se le encarga a la Secretaría se rinda en la próxima sesión de la Comisión del 2008, dado que, según como está la agenda, la próxima reunión del Comité de Principios Generales será en el 2009. Entonces, para información amplia de los resultados de cómo se ha tratado el tema de consenso en los comités, sería bueno que la Secretaría nos diera un informe en la próxima sesión de la Comisión, para que tengamos mejores elementos de juicio para llevarlo al Comité de Principios Generales. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Colombia, for the observation. Next, the delegation of Cuba, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En relación con la inclusión de los documentos del CODE de la definición de consenso, Cuba considera que el tema debe concluirse efectivamente en el Comité de Principios Generales, pero ya hemos visto que esto se ha intentado, que no se ha progresado lo suficiente y que ha debido volver a la Comisión. Y teniendo en cuenta, como ha expresado también el delegado de Colombia, que este comité no se reunirá más hasta el 2009, Cuba desearía proponer que se creara un grupo de trabajo antes de la reunión del Comité de Principios Generales que pudiera tomar en cuenta todos los antecedentes sobre el tema y hacer una propuesta concreta que permita realmente adelantar para llegar a conclusiones sobre el tema de consenso. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Cuba, for your intervention. Any members further wishing to take the floor? Chile, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Hace bastante rato que tenía puesto mi cartel y creo que el tema es relevante. La verdad es de que desde que lo propusieron los expertos FAO, OMS, no hemos avanzado nada en el tema y se ha visto que no se cumple con los procedimientos recomendados a los presidentes respecto a facilitar el consenso. Esta misma reunión ha sido ejemplo de que en algunos casos se han tomado decisiones con oposición por reserva de muchos países y en otros casos se han tomado decisiones de avanzar con oposición de muy pocos países. Entonces creemos que es prioritario poder avanzar en este tema del consenso y apoyamos lo señalado por Cuba y por Colombia. Gracias, señor presidente. Señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chile, for the observation. Next, delegation of Mexico, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Este tema, en efecto, es muy relevante. Han pasado ya varias sesiones del Comité de Principios Generales sin que se haga un progreso significativo. Entonces, quisiéramos expresar nuestro apoyo a la idea de proceder conforme lo sugiere la presidencia, pero con las modificaciones propuestas por Colombia y Cuba, y que se haga la solicitud de la retroalimentación por parte de los presidentes de los comités y del secretariado, y que se establezca un grupo de trabajo. Una solución alternativa sería, considerando que no se va a reunir el Comité de Principios Generales el año entrante, que este grupo de trabajo reportara también al Comité Ejecutivo, donde podría haber más discusión antes de traer este tema a la Comisión. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mexico, for the intervention. At this point in time, I'll give to the secretary. Costa Rica, you wish to have the floor?
Gracias, señora presidenta. Solo para apoyar la propuesta hecha por la presidencia y también secundar las propuestas hechas por Colombia y Cuba. Gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica, for your observation. Paraguay, you have the floor, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Como bien lo habíamos señalado dos días atrás, cuando se suscitaron hechos insólitos en la historia del Códex, realmente nos parece sumamente necesario establecer situaciones claras con respecto al concepto de consenso, porque realmente las medidas establecidas en el manual de procedimiento, según nuestro humilde parecer, no se han respetado. Ejemplo de esto es esta sesión. Entonces, nada más que apoyar y secundar las posiciones de Colombia, México, Chile, Cuba. Sin embargo, discrepar con respecto a la creación de un grupo de trabajo para trabajar al respecto, porque también lo hemos señalado en esta sesión que han proliferado los grupos de trabajo, y siendo este un tema controversial, creemos más conveniente lo que propuso Colombia con respecto al informe del secretariado sea remitido a la siguiente reunión de la comisión, teniendo en cuenta que no se llevará a cabo la reunión de principios generales en el 2008. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Paraguay, for that observation. Next, we have United Kingdom.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As Portugal has already said on behalf of the European Community and its member states, we would not object to further discussion of this item. We are greatly appreciative of your suggestion that CCXEC is tasked with taking this discussion forward at its next meeting, as we think that would greatly help the Commission in reaching an eventual decision. We also suggest that CCXEC discuss the modality by which those further discussions may take place. We have heard from other members of the Commission suggestions for working groups or other ways of taking it forward, and I think the Commission would benefit in due course from the views of the executive of the best way in taking this item forward. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom, for your observation. Peru, you have the floor, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Bueno, el motivo es simplemente para apoyar lo manifestado tanto por Costa Rica y México. Si bien es cierto, nosotros también no apoyamos mucho la generación de más grupos de trabajo, sí consideramos que por esta coyuntura sí sería importante la conformación de un grupo de trabajo para tratar el tema de la definición del consenso y evitar que en una próxima reunión de este nivel del Códex se presenten situaciones como las que ya hemos visto que se han presentado el día lunes y el día miércoles. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Peru, for that intervention. Germany, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are open for discussion regarding the definition of consensus. We are in line with the opinion of Portugal, speaking on behalf of the member states of the European Community, and we fully support your proposal of proceeding. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany, for your observation. Cameroon, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. J'ai suivi toutes les délégations qui sont intervenues sur cette question. Je note que la plupart des délégations de l'Amérique latine se sont prononcées et également la délégation de l'Asie et de l'Inde, promotrice de ce papier. Nous voulons également remercier l'Inde pour le travail qu'il a fait sur cette question. Nous avons apprécié également l'intérêt et le temps que le CCGP, notamment le secrétariat de Paris de France, a consacré à l'étude de cette question. L'Afrique était présente et nous avons fait savoir quelle était notre position à la dernière réunion du CCGP. Nous voulons ici réitérer notre volonté de voir que ce travail est poursuivi. Parce que nous pensons que la définition du consensus, le travail, un peu plus de travail, devait être fait à cet égard. Bon, maintenant, quelles seront les modalités? Madame la Présidente, nous remettons un peu à la sagesse de la Commission, mais il nous semble que l'Afrique, d'une manière générale, risque d'être désavantagée si, en mettant en place un groupe de travail. Déjà, nous ne sommes pas très actifs dans les multiples groupes de travail qui existent. Mais nous souhaitons qu'un processus soit mis en œuvre, peut-être à l'étude au comité exécutif. Peut-être que nous aimerions voir un peu ce que le comité exécutif peut décider à cet égard. Mais nous insistons pour que un peu plus de travail soit fait sur cette question. Je vous remercie, madame.
Thank you, Cameroon, for your observation. Now I'd like to give the floor to the Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I think all delegations have listened carefully to the interventions, a number of interventions made, and I believe that all delegations also agree of the importance as well as urgency of the matter. Now, while listening to the intervention made, I have had time to just look at the possible timeline on how to pursue and follow up on this work on consensus, or the definition of the term and its use. From the Secretary, I think there is a general wish of the member countries to pursue this matter primarily on the platform of Committee on General Principles, which is open to all members and not just the members of the Executive Committee. Madam Chairperson, the next Codex Committee on General Principles session is foreseen in 2009, and at this stage, the only substantive item to be discussed by the next session of CCGP is the Code of Ethics. The Commission adopted a risk analysis principles document, so the only substantive item that is currently sitting on the preliminary provisional agenda of the committee is the Code of Ethics. That means that the CCGP in its 2009 session is expected to have ample time to discuss any other matters in its plenary with all interpretation provided. Therefore, The first part of this, my suggestion is to arrange a most inclusive venue for discussion during the forthcoming session of CCGP. The next question is how to prepare good documents for discussion in the 2009 CCGP session. And in this regard, there have been a few suggestions as to the need to seek some input from Codex chairpersons, the need to invite exec committee to make some preliminary reflections, and the need for to give ample time for the member countries to reflect on the outcome of any preliminary study conducted and present their viewpoints to the prior to the 2009 session of CCGP, to trying to reconciliate these different views and wishes. One possibility might be to invite this next session of the executive committee, as per your suggestion, Madam Chair, to have preliminary discussion on this matter that might include the assessment of and the scope for the need and scope of consultation to be held with the Codex chairpersons of various committees. And in the event such consultation is felt as useful, the inputs will be received from the chairpersons in the first half of 2008 with a view to providing sort of summary of these reflections and consultations at our earliest point in the second half of the year 2008, which would provide a basis for the reflection to be undertaken by all Codex members, and come to the 2009 CCGP session with all countries well prepared, and some of which may wish to present some working papers if they so wish. So this is sort of timeline which the Secretariat could put forward to the Commission through you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification, especially with regards to procedure. I'd like to put to the Commission two proposals here from on this matter. First, there is an urgent need to address this matter at the next session of the Codex Committee on General Principles in 2009. The second point is that to facilitate the Codex Secretariat in preparing a comprehensive paper for the next session of the Codex Committee on General Principles, a paper, the input will be provided, will be sought from the chairs of the, from all the chairpersons, especially with the experience on measures to facilitate consensus, and a paper will be prepared by the Secretariat, which will be tabled at the next session of the Executive Committee in December for preliminary assessment and advice, after which we will address this matter in the Codex Committee on General Principles. distinguished delegate. I'd like to make some adjustments to my second proposal. I note from the Secretariat that in view of time constraints, we may not be able to get the input from all the chairpersons of the Codex subsidiary bodies in time for the next executive committee. So what I would like to suggest that the next session of the Codex Executive Committee discuss this matter and provide preliminary views on this, and even including how do we do the consultation with the chairpersons. It can also be discussed at the next CC exec, and between the time of the next CC exec and the next committee on general principles, the consultation will be done to get the views of the chair, and the paper will be prepared by the secretariat to present this to the Codex Committee on General Principles. So with that, a slight adjustment on the proposals that I put forward for your consideration. Colombia, you have the floor.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Discúlpeme que insista en cuanto a la complementación de la propuesta suya original. Era en el siguiente sentido. Aceptamos que sea el tema vuelva al comité, con los comité de principios generales, con los insumos que le dé los presidentes, pero que ese informe de la secretaría de cómo ha tratado el tema de consenso en los diferentes órganos afines pase por comisión. Está bien que pase por comité ejecutivo, pero que pase para la próxima reunión de la comisión, para que en las sesiones del comité ejecutivo de diciembre y en el próximo de mitad de año 2008 haya también tramitado ese curso. Total que en ese sentido, antes de que llegue al comité de principios generales, prácticamente habría hecho curso por dos comités ejecutivos y por uno de la comisión. Creo que ese es el sentido de la propuesta. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Columbia, for that intervention. Secretary, can you please take the floor?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me explain a little bit the constraints in terms of time we have. If we attempt to make a survey of the views of the Codex chairpersons on how they have applied the concept of consensus and what kind of problems they have faced so far, I think no Codex chairperson can get this kind of analysis, including self-analysis, ready within a few days or even within a few weeks. If we want to put a comprehensive paper on the December session of the Exec Committee this year, we have to, and hopefully we should, make the paper available in all language versions by October, 2 months before, which is the official requirement, meaning that in whatever language that paper is prepared originally, the paper needs to be prepared by August, which is in 4 weeks' time. And I think that rushing in this sense will severely impact the quality of work, not only the content of the document, but the whole process that would follow. Therefore, from the Secretariat point of view, and without prejudice to holding any discussion on this matter at the next session of the Commission, I would strongly suggest that we stick to a bit slow approach, but that would give you and all member states to have some documents circulated, and of course on the best effort basis in the second half of the 2008, that might give members more than sufficient time to reflect on the paper and come to the CCGP meeting in 2009. So that would be my suggestion, and it's up to the Commission to decide. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that information. Well, in an ideal situation, it would be good to get the paper in time with all inputs from the chair for the next executive committee. But we've listened that the secretariat have constraints on their side as well, and you may not get a good paper in time for the next CC exec. So I really hope if members can live with that second proposal that I've put forward, that there'll be a review from the CC exec on this matter, and that the input from the chairs will come in after the CC exec and prior to the CCGP to assist the secretariat in preparing this paper. Is this proposal accepted? Chile, please, you have the floor.
Gracias, señora presidente. Me parecía bien su primera propuesta, sin embargo, siendo realista y viendo lo que ha dicho la Secretaría en torno a tener mayores insumos, entiendo lo que significa que se vea a posteriori. Sin embargo, un tema que hemos venido desde hace tiempo reflexionando, no creo que comenzamos a reflexionar ahora. Lo que es importante es que también se le dé al Comité de Principios Generales la prioridad que corresponde, porque muchas veces ha estado el tema y no se ha alcanzado a discutir en profundidad. Tendríamos elementos para comenzarlo a discutir. La palabra preliminar a lo mejor podría eliminarse. Habría que ver en el comité cuánto se va a avanzar. Pero sí, prioritario, nos gustaría que se agregara. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chile, for the observation. India, please.
Indonesia, India?
No.
Maybe. The flag will stop. Why is it doing?
Eritrea, you have the floor, please. Sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will not block your decision on summary that you presented on consensus. Personally, I have been involved in the debate of consensus building as a governance issue of WFP. It is a governance issue, and the executive committee of CADEX could address. It should not be a one-time event. It will be a process. I am not an active participant in CODEX, but in many meetings, and I have participated in several meetings, and what I noticed is some regional group solidarity. That doesn't work on consensus. It is contrary to consensus. Give an example, being an African, if an African group talks on behalf of Africa and other African support, regardless on the merit of the subject, or the European Union with all its member states, if the presidency or the chair talks and others follows in support of that one, or GRULAC, one GRULAC country speaks and supports regardless of the item, this is totally against consensus. It must be merit on the subject, and how the Europeans in their competence they find this, will they avoid their statement on behalf of all the things, all the other groups. So it's not a simple issue. Mr. Betty, a British man who was expert on this one, who chaired in the governance of WFP, supported by a consultant, we addressed this because it's not only at Codex, but you find it in the different UN organizations, the solidarity they show. So it is an important issue. It should not be limited only to the general principles group, but they should discuss and always address it. It should not be finished. Even FAO or other organizations, they claim that they are a consensus organization or a consensus body, but they don't apply it. But always it should be reminded either at the beginning, especially in Codex, which is purely technical, there should not be any solidarity or this just for the sake. So it's a very important issue and should keep reminding the chairperson that this is a consensus building. We should have a consensus on the merit, and it should be discussed as the executive committee and keep reminding at the beginning of the meeting that we will try to apply the consensus building. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, Eritrea, but I would also assure you that the participation of members are open in Codex Committee on General Principles. So with that, I'd like to summarize. As a conclusion, the committee notes that there is this matter is of priority to be addressed at the next session of the Codex Committee on General Principles, and that the 60th session of the Executive Committee will do a preliminary review of this matter, after which there will be a consultation from all the chairpersons of the subsidiary bodies to provide input into the paper, which will be prepared by the Codex Secretariat to be tabled at the next Committee on General Principles in 2009. So I hope with that we will leave this agenda item. Thank you so much. Sorry, the secretary has reminded me there are two more proposals there. With regards to proposal two, on elaboration of provisions on how to take into account the situation of developing countries within the critical review, I would like the commission to confirm that the special needs of developing country are taken into account already when developing, that no new work is necessary on this matter at present. I'd like to see if there is any objection to this proposal that I put forward before you. In our flag, the proposal is confirmed by the Commission. The next proposal, three, on the scope of critical review, including the basis of the decision to entrust work to a committee other than the one to which it has been originally been entrusted. Again, I'd like to the Commission to confirm that as per the explanation given by the Secretariat at the last Codex Committee on General Principles, no further discussion is necessary. Is there any objection to the proposal that I put forward before you? Seeing none, the proposal is confirmed by the Commission. Thank you so much. Next, matters arising from the 39th session of the Codex Committee on Food Additives. The two items will take one at a time. The first item, the Codex General Standard for Food Additives, Food Category 02.2.1.2. Secretary, please introduce this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is a matter that requires a little bit of the brain work. Not that much in terms of the technical aspects, but more in terms of the logics we have to follow. The proposal from, or rather a point of clarification that came from the Committee on Food Additives regards the request made by the previous session of the Commission to review Food Category System 0.202.2.1.2, margarine and similar products, in order to ensure one-to-one correspondence with the relevant commodity standards. The Commission earlier this week adopted the standard for fat spreads and blended spreads, and in anticipation of the adoption of this particular standard, the Codex Committee on Food Additives has already taken on board a proposal to revise the food category system of the general standard for food additives to accommodate the existence of this new standard. Therefore, the Commission, in order to take consistent decisions throughout this week, need to clarify that the Codex Committee on Food Additives should review food category 02.2 and its relevant subcategories to better align with the products covered by the newly adopted standards. At the same time, the Commission needs to adopt the deletion of food category 02.2.1.2, margarine and similar products, from the annex to table 3 of the general standard for food additives for the consistency's sake. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary, for the introduction. I would now like to propose the Commission to request CCFA, or Codex Committee on Food Additives, to review food category 0.2.2, fat emulsions, mainly of type water in oil, and relevant subcategories in order to ensure better correspondence with the types covered by the standard for fat spread and blended spread, and that the Commission notes that this work has been taken into account in the proposal for new work on the revision of the food categories system for the Codex General Standard for Food Additives, or GSFA, which has already been approved by the Commission in Agenda Item 8A on proposals for new work. Is there any objection to this proposal? Seeing none, this proposal is accepted. Thank you. The second item is the Codex General Standard for Food Additives, Food Category 02.1.1. Secretary, please introduce this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, the next item is also of a nature of logical exercise rather than technical exercise. The last session of the Codex Committee on Food Additives realized that its previous session, which was actually the 38th session of Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants, had committed an oversight to incorporate the food additive provisions of the Codex Standard for Milk Fat Products into the food category 2.1.1 of the General Standard for Food Additives. Therefore, to correct this oversight, the last session of Codex Committee on Food Additives is proposing to add a footnote to the General Standard on Food Additives and Contaminants to the effect that in food category 2.1.1, excludes anhydrous milk fat for all entries in this food category, which is butter oil, anhydrous milk fat, ghee. This will address the exclusion of anhydrous milk fat to the permissions for antioxidants that was originally contained in the food additive provisions of the Codex Standard for milk fat products. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary, for the introduction. The Commission is now invited to adopt the proposed amendment to the General Standard for Food Additive, or GSFA. Is there any objection to these proposed amendments? Seeing none, the proposed amendments are adopted. Thank you. Next, we have matters arising from the 39th session of the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, Enforcement of Codex MRLs at the national level. Secretary, please introduce this item.
Thank you, Madam Chair, the distinguished delegates may wish to look at paragraph 13 and 14 of the working document 9D, addendum 1, which again makes a reference to paragraphs 204 through 211. Of the discussion that was held at the last session of Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. The Commission is invited to provide guidance and advice on how the issue of enforcement of maximum residue limits for pesticide at national level should be addressed. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretary, for the introduction. I know there was a very extensive discussion on this matter at the 39th session of the Codex Committee on Pesticides Residue, and at that meeting, the Secretariat had pointed out that all matters related to trade concerned could be raised by WTO members at the S Committee, and this matter is outside the mandate of the Committee and of the Codex Elementaris Commission. And in this light, I would like to invite the Secretary again to confirm this point.
Did you say Executive Committee? Yes, Madam Chair, the Secretariat confirms the intervention we made at the last session of Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. The Codex is a body that develops and adopts international food standards. The standards adopted by the Codex Alimentaris Commission carry some weight, and namely in the context of multilateral trade agreements that had been negotiated outside the Codex, but Codex standards themselves remain voluntary standards, and they eventually become enforceable only when they have been taken up by national governments and converted into legislation or regulations that are enforceable. Therefore, the Codex Alimentarius Commission does not have a built-in function to police Codex members and force them to apply Codex standards. There are one venue that exists within the Codex, which is the agenda item regarding the use and non-use of Codex standards at the national and regional level, which is now a standing agenda item in all Codex coordinating committee meetings. And if you refer to the 6 reports coming from the all coordinating committees that met since the last session of the Commission, you may see some signs of some good discussion being developed in these fora. However, some coordinating committees noted the non-use of certain Codex standards by other Codex members that belong to another region. And in that case, the Codex Committee, Coordinate Committee, may not fully elaborate on the issues that are associated to such events. And the second venue to discuss the issues of use and non-use or application or non-application of Codex standards is in the WTO, and possibly the representative from WTO could confirm that the SPS committee has a standing agenda item regarding the use, the problems, to discuss the problems related to the use of international standards, including Codex standards and related texts. And this offers a venue to discuss this matter at a global level. So this is the clarification the Secretariat can offer to Codex members from institutional and procedural point of view. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for the clarification. Can I give the floor to the representative from the WTO to clarify this point?